anybody for Angel. I didn't put anybody for Magneto, Pyro.
All right, guys. This is the first episode. We made a little bit of a name change. Last season, it was Let's Talk Podcast. We have an official announcement that we, me and my buddy Adam here.
Yep.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Adam. I'm Adam. Everybody knows me.
We have decided to create our own company, and so we want to get started getting that started. Our company is called Nerd Rage Entertainment, and everything that we, all of our content that we create will be put under that namesake, and we'll go on from there. And so today's episode, we're just gonna go over some fan cast ideas that we got going. We've been thinking about different people that could star in the next series of X-Men, characters, whatever, movies that Disney's going to move forward going with. We've been going over some names and stuff like that, and we just want to go over that right now.
I guess we could start with old Charles Xavier himself there. And I chose a few names. I got Mark Strong, Bryan Cranston, or Ewan McGregor. I feel like all three would be strong candidates for that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with Ewan McGregor, Star Wars, he's probably already working with Disney. I think they're doing that Solo movie with him, or they canceled.
I wonder if they are going to do that Solo movie. I haven't looked into it.
But if he's working one, then that'd be an easy choice because he's already working with Disney.
Yeah, the reason why I want to record Stoll is I think they could reuse him. Now, obviously, with Jeremy Irons, who's another guy that I liked for Magneto, you want to match the age, I guess, the age group. But, it's Hollywood. And changes. They could always make changes to the story. They're still both, would be Jewish, have Jewish background. Just, you put Charles Xavier, he's just extremely young. Like, he was a baby. During that time. And something like that. So that's why I went with him. He's a strong actor, actually. He's got some big movies coming up with Steven Spielberg. They're gonna do West Side Story. He's doing stuff like that. So it would cost probably a little bit for him, but I think they're gonna be they did really well with James McAvoy doing Charles Xavier. So I think they can really do a good job with Corey Stoll.
Doesn't that bother you when they waste good casting on shitty movies?
Yeah. Because McAvoy actually his acting just got better in everything else he touched besides X-Men.
I won't say they were shitty movies, but I ain't gonna say they were great.
Yeah, they were great. And there was always a question mark on each movie. I felt like I was the only person that liked Apocalypse.
I liked it.
I liked it. I have it. I bought it. I didn't mind. Apocalypse, he was crazy. And they did some of the Horsemen. So they did some of the changes with some of the characters when he came and showed up. It wasn't great.
No,
wasn't great, but he was a beast in everything else that he did. The project he did with he had all the different voices in that. He was schizophrenic.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the movie. It was Glass, I think, was one of them.
Glass was the last one that they did. That was the final. It was actually a trilogy.
Yeah,
the first one was Unbreakable, and. So I'm trying to think, I can't believe I actually forgot the name of it. I'm actually kind of mad at myself.
What are you thinking?
I know. Really mad at myself that I... Let's see, so we had Unbreakable. What's the first one? And it's crazy. Someone just... out of nowhere, just showed up. Split. That was the other name of it. Split was fantastic. I was like, are you kidding me? He killed it. He killed it with that role. So you just, sometimes it's always hit and miss with the people that they choose.
Luckily, Ryan Reynolds is staying Deadpool because, who the fuck else is playing Deadpool?
Yeah, he was born. I'm sorry. Ryan Reynolds was born. born on this planet. So, like, literally, he is the embodiment of freaking Deadpool. the man is, he is Deadpool. I would legally change my name. If I was him, I would have changed my name to Deadpool.
Or at least Wade Wilson. You know?
Or, yeah, like Wade Wilson.
But all right. So, old Cyclops here. Who you got?
I picked a very, very interesting choice. How do you say that name? Like last name?
I don't know.
He played an antagonist in Never Back Down. He's a bit of a pretty boy, but he's he's in shape, and I think he's somebody that could portray Cyclops. You know what I'm saying? And he wouldn't cost him much money.
Okay, I can see it.
You know what I'm saying? And then he's a pretty boy.
I can even see him as Angel, but I do.
And like that's another, yeah.
But I do like your other choice better.
I think they would be golden with the choice that I picked for Angel. I think Angel would Ryan Gosling would be wow.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And luckily I didn't have a choice for Angel. So, and then when I saw yours, I'm like, yep.
That's even you know what I mean? It makes sense, so. Right? You know what I'm saying? And the girls is going pew. As long, you know what I'm saying? You got that right there. You know,
right.
The girls. And then another one, Iceman, Zac Efron.
I can see it because he's got
soon
that.
As
like,
soon as I saw him, I was like, yeah, yeah.
But like I said, this all depends on
what they are going with.
Right, because I, for Iceman, chose, I think his name's like Kian Lonsdale, who played Wally in the CW's Flash.
I like him.
Like,
and it's really funny with him. I wanted that show to win an Emmy so bad, their second season.
Yeah,
the second season was strong. That was an amazing storyline. You know what I'm saying? They got snubbed so bad. Mm-hmm. And when they were going over like the idea of doing the Flash and what was it? Flash and
Not Arrow,
the dude that actually they put in the Justice League movie, the cyber the hell's his name? Why in the world?
What's going on? Because my mind's on X-Men, so now I can't think of it.
I'm out here forgetting other people's, you know, said other characters. But they were going to do something
with Cyborg.
They were going to do something with the two of them. They were thinking about doing like a movie with just the two of them, so they didn't have to split it up and do individual movies. Cost less, but. You know, I didn't care for that guy that played Flash in the, you know, Justice League movie.
Did you watch the crossover? The newest one?
What? What was the newest one?
The Crisis on Infinite Earths?
No. I stopped watching Flash after they tried to do when they tried to start off the whole what's the name of that whole event? I know they call it Crisis on Earth, but it's actually in the comics.
Isn't it Crisis
when he killed?
There's other ones.
No, it was a different name, because remember, everything is changed. Like everything. Remember when he saved his mom.
Flashpoint.
That's what they're doing. That's what they've been trying to do. You can't put Flashpoint on TV. You can't do it.
I mean, that could be another podcast.
So,
you know,
when they did Flashpoint, it ruined so much. Like, so much got changed. And I was like, you guys are not going to spend, they're not going to do enough episodes to give you everything you need for it. And there's too many people you got to put in. This Crisis on Earth has been kind of working because. There are some guys that they're allowed to show off, you know, saying that people don't normally get to see. So
right.
A lot of people get excited about it, but Flashpoint is a big deal. Like,
well,
the Joker ended up getting introduced as freaking, you know, Batman's mom.
Right.
Like, that, you know what I'm saying? That was the Joker. Like, so
if you don't mind me spoiling something for you, so spoiler warning for anybody who hasn't seen it, but because you brought up how you didn't care for the dude that plays. Flash in Justice League.
Yeah.
He's in. They brought the DCEU movies into this as well, because they got it's like Ezra Miller, I think his name is.
Yeah, that's his name.
They have him in this crossover talking to Barry Allen
from the TV.
Yes,
they actually did it.
They did it. So they put literally every DC thing is involved in this.
I'm very surprised by that, and good job.
Yeah, and they got like people from Titans from the DC Universe. They got people from Titans, Doom Patrol in there, and Burt Ward, old 60s Robin, he's in there.
Maybe, remember there was a whole span of rumors, though, that like they, you know, that the network was going to drop everything, and everybody was like scrambling to find different like networks where the, you know, the show's going to be, and then out of nowhere, I guess money showed up.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Well, and also with this crisis thing, now everything takes place on the same Earth. So Superman House Supergirl was a different Earth, but they're the same Earth. Black Lightning is in the same universe as this now. I mean,
that's the only show actually that I watched.
Arrow is ending. I do believe that they're supposed to be making some other Arrow type show with that goes around his daughter, but it won't be connected, or it'll be connected but loosely, because now it won't be the same Earth, I guess. And then there's also a Superman and Lois show they may be doing too, with the guy who plays Superman in Supergirl. They just add to that CW universe.
Oh my gosh.
Soon it's just going to be the DC. It might as well just be the DC.
It might as well. CW, honestly, DC. CW for a very long time, I used to like come home from work, you know, saying sit down and automatically, you know, saying catch up on all my shows, and it was like Flash, Arrow, you know, Legends. You know what I mean? That's what CW is. Because, and don't forget, they got that Batwoman show.
Oh shit, forgot the Batwoman, yeah.
You know what I mean? They got that on there, so.
But, so Cyclops, did I say mine? I don't think I said mine, did I?
No.
Because we got off track with the DC shit, so, oh, no, because then we went over to Angel and Iceman, so I threw my Iceman in there. But Cyclops, I got Armie Hammer just because he needs a role, I think, in the MCU, and he kind of looks like a douche.
Who's he? Where's he from?
What the hell else is he in? Well, you gotta look it up real quick. And then the other guy I chose.
Who's his name?
Armie Hammer. A-R-M-I-E.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, see, he's got that kind of like douchey look, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like that goody two shoes, you know.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. He was,
Him or Kellen Lutz, who I also have as another casting choice. But
what's Lutz been in?
Man.
Oh, you know, this guy. Yeah, I've seen him in stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, I chose him as somebody else on this casting fan cast here, but after looking at him again, I think he could do a Cyclops too.
Yeah, he can do. Yeah, I think he could do. Yeah, he could do it.
Yeah, I think I like him better as Cyclops than the other guy I chose for him. But the other guy that I put this, I'm very picky, so I'm trying to find.
You know what? Here's a wild card.
Wild card.
This is a wild card. John Krasinski.
Okay.
Cyclops.
Hmm.
He wants something. Remember, he was originally somebody that they were looking at for Captain America. And they actually had a strong look at him that they took.
Well, I mean, Cyclops fits in that Boy Scout type character.
And that's what, I mean, honestly, yeah, that was X-Men's Captain America, basically.
Yeah. I can see it.
He was Boy Wonder, saying Charles Xavier.
I can see it.
Wolverine couldn't fucking stand him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my word.
That's a wild card. He's a wild card. Because he's been doing Jack Ryan, the show with Amazon, and that's actually the show that actually really, like, showed off, his physique to a lot of people. Because a lot of people, only remember him as just his gym.
Yeah.
So you see him in that now, and people did like that one movie that he did, was it A Quiet Place?
Yeah, I think it, yeah. Is that? Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Sabretooth.
All right. Now who did you have for Sabretooth? Because you know my guy. Yeah. I told you a little bit about this guy from Game of Thrones. I'm not even going to even try to say his last name.
Christopher Hidjigi.
You know, I don't know what his last name is.
You should tell you how to pronounce it.
The guy is Norwegian. He's the, you know, saying he was the big dude from Game of Thrones. And
big dude with red beard.
I just really thought he, you know, saying he's a big guy. He can act his ass off. You know, saying he could definitely change up his look and everything. He would be perfect. Actually, to throw in another guy from Game of Thrones as well. This was the Mountain's brother in the show.
Mm.
This guy right here. He's another guy. He's another big guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. All right. I can go with that. But yeah. I kind of like yours better now that I've been looking at it. But I'm a big Sons of Anarchy guy, so I chose Ryan Hurst because it's just a big dude, you know, big bearded dude. It would fit, I think.
I absolutely love Ryan Hurst. So if you want to have like a smaller saber tooth, and Opie, you said definitely, you know, you got an Opie tooth. I will always love him as Opie. Oh my God. I just don't like that he had to die. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know, I tried to find on my list a spot for Charlie Hunnam, but I can't put him. I thought putting him in the Wolverine thing, but then I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it. I couldn't really think of somebody for in the X-Men universe for him anyway, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I would prefer him just playing DC and be fucking Arrow in the DC EU movies. But
they definitely should actually just use him for the movies.
I feel like it's a good fit.
Give him a one-off. Give him an actual movie. You know what I mean? Give him a low-budget, like, raw movie.
Raw.
You know what I'm saying? Give it a raw movie and, you know, stop spending, like, $300 million on these damn movies.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Go back to, like, Underworld and spend, like, $20 million and, like, just gain number profit.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, so I'm gonna go over my list right quick. We discussed the Angel thing, blah, blah, blah. But for Storm, Beast, Gambit, Magneto, Jubilee, Pyro, and some other people like Emma Frost, Mr. Sinister, Sunfire, Toad. I put all these people down to make a list. I couldn't think of anybody for any of these people off the top of my head. Like I came up with blanks, and then you said, who'd you say for Storm? I forgot what you said.
Storm, Lupita.
Yeah, once you said her, I was like,
she's, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I would absolutely love if they had a found, you know, if they could find a way to just give her a nickname that links her as Storm, and just go be like, she just never tapped into her powers. You know what I mean?
Well, they didn't come in until after the blip.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah, the blip. You know what I mean? The blip, and all of a sudden, she's Storm. Hey, let's go. Well, I'm fine with
it. I really feel that they're either going that route with the blip activated there, the X gene, I'm doing quotations there for anybody.
Yeah.
Or somehow it's going to come from the multiverse.
You know what? If you want to modernize X-Men and bring them into the MCU, do exactly just that. Like we just, the blip, you know what I'm saying? Like right after that, activated an X gene. And now you have mutants. Because you know one thing that I've really never understood? All these other storylines that Marvel had, and then you have the X-Men storylines that are, like, so vast and so large, and, like, the storylines, they're huge.
They can make 10 years or so worth of movies just on the X-Men storylines.
But you
had
all of that going on at the same time as all the shit going on with the Avengers and everybody else, but no one gave a shit about the freaking movies.
Right.
So when they did the storyline, X-Men versus Avengers, I was like, somebody's going to say it, and someone said it. You guys never gave a shit about us. I was like, see? He said it. They brought it up.
Well, I feel so in the MCU, I feel like the next big crossover thing is going to be like Secret Wars, Battle World, whatever you want to call it.
Secret Wars would be great.
And I feel like in that will be the last you see of Spider-Man in the MCU, and then they'll go back to Sony permanently. Because they have it to where he can appear in one more movie, and they're doing like one more Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
And then that's it, unless they come up with another deal. But that'll be the last you see of him, I feel. And then I feel after that, the next big thing, not Brock Lesnar, is going to be Avengers versus X-Men.
That's going to be the big, huge.
Yeah.
I think that'll be the big storyline if you want to go with, you know what I mean, after like what they chose for, you know, the Avengers. Definitely Avengers versus X-Men.
Look, I get
and I mean,
I get a hard on when I think of this stuff.
The idea of seeing that. Now, the only other thing I can say to add to that is that this time they can get it right because now you have Disney Plus. So all of the fillers, if you want to
fill, can be like little one-off episodes. If you want
to do one-off episodes that would literally bring more to the vast storyline, that way nothing's left out. That way you can have a budget for your network and you need to use that because you spent all this money, so you might as well just use it, you know.
Anyway, I thought of something in my head, but I can't remember the guy's name. But
what?
I can't remember his name, but it, I was thinking, I was like, wait a minute, this guy would be great as Mr. Sinister, but I can't think of his name now.
Wow. Oh,
man. Now, it's going to bother me.
So, Pyro. I did a little research on Pyro because I was like, I wanted to make sure I just picked somebody that would be good. And I actually did. In True Blood, there was a guy, Ryan Quanten. He's Australian. And Pyro was Australian. He's another pretty boy. But he actually, if you wanted him, you know, saying be a little crazy, you know, whatnot, he could fit as Pyro.
This is the guy. Yeah, I do agree with that. But, Jesus Christ, I can't think of his name. It's this guy. I just can't think of his name.
For what?
Sinister.
Oh, the guy from Mad Men.
Yeah, I just can't think of his damn name. It's going to bother me. It really is.
Okay.
John Hamm.
You know who we left out?
Who?
Namor.
Well, yeah, because he was part of the X-Men at one point, but I don't think
he's the original. Remember, he's the first. He's the first mutant.
Well, I thought Apocalypse was technically the first mutant.
Comic-wise. Yeah. He was our first mutant, you know what I'm saying? He was our first mutant for Marvel Comics.
I feel like, though, they're not gonna like make him as part of the X-Men lore. I think they're gonna just have him as...
No, they're gonna use him solo wise as, you know, saying, you know, him, you know, King of Atlantis.
Yeah. But if they can eventually get to those storylines, and I have no idea who I put his name on, honestly.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. You know, Namor is a badass too. So whoever you choose.
I heard rumors once like Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, but I'm like,
no. They are. Dwayne Johnson already has his role. He is going to be with DC as Black Adam, and they are going to go forth with giving him a solo movie first. So that,
but I mean, honestly, if they put Dwayne Johnson in the MCU, I kind of would go with more like Ben Grimm or whatever his name is.
I mean, he would be perfect,
but I don't see him joining crossover anytime soon. So
no, yeah, he already got that project, so. But he definitely would be perfect he would definitely be perfect for that role.
Pardon me. Jean Grey.
That was tough.
That really was, because
that was tough.
You know, you got this stereotype that Jean Grey has to be a redhead, and I'm like, well, they have hair dye. You know, so
yeah, you know, I mean, you can give, you know, say you can give it to anybody.
But I chose, you're a big fan of Happy Death Day, right?
Yeah.
Fucking Jessica Roth from Happy Death Day.
I'm fine with that.
I thought she was the best part of that movie, which wasn't a comic movie, but she was still what made that movie. And just look at that.
Yes.
Yeah, just put red hair in it. That's Jean Grey. I see it.
I think she can handle herself. I picked Lauren Cohan from... Walking Dead.
Batman v Superman.
I absolutely loved her. I thought she was just, you know, saying she was great the whole time that I watched the show.
With Lauren Cohan, I want her in there. She needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
But like I told you I feel like she would be Mystique. Just look at that face right
there.
Yeah.
You got pulled up, like, I'm fine. I actually like that choice because I didn't pick anybody for Mystique because I couldn't think of anybody.
When you do Mystique, you know, you want to go somebody who is like, if they're going to go a young rat with like the X-Men, say they did like a X-Men Evolution First Class type crap again, but they did it a little more accurate. If they just want to have younger people that are like 3 or 4 years into it.
If there's anything I can say about Mystique with the old movies, it was perfect. She was the perfect person in that whole series. She played her part.
Right.
She actually wore the paint. I mean, that was all that body paint.
Yeah.
That she, like, oh my God. Oh, wow. She was amazing.
Sorry, guys. Rob's got to go to the bathroom for a few minutes.
Yeah, I got to take five. Good Lord.
But
she was great.
I feel like when they cast Mystique, say they go with, like, okay, the X-Men team, the people who are going to be the X-Men have been, you know, Charles has, if they go this route where they kind of make it like the Avengers, where they, you know, randomly scatter X-Men characters throughout these movies and then have, like, little after-credit scenes.
All right.
So I feel like if they take the X-Men and they kind of introduce characters scattered out through movies, this, that. I don't want them just to be like, oh, here's your X-Men movie.
Yeah.
I want them to kind of build up to it. Like Storm could be in Black Panther 2. If they wanted to, they could. Now that I'm pretty sure I heard that the distribution agreement from Universal for Namor and Hulk is over, if they want to do a Hulk solo movie, and then there's Wolverine, and they have their Hulk Wolverine battle in that movie.
I'm perfectly okay with that. I would love that.
Because we don't need another
origin
for Wolverine again. Like, we got it. If they want to do something where he's, you know, been out of the Weapon X thing or whatever, and then maybe he's like part of like Alpha Flight or something, which he was for a little while, that they want to do something like that, where then, you know, they could do that. But I don't want to see him in the Weapon X program getting the adamantium for like the 15th million time.
I have to say, when it came to the all the X-Men movies, their biggest mistake was making Wolverine the focus point.
They should make everybody,
your whole team should have been your focus
like point. The 90s animated series,
just Wolverine. Like, it was all just about Wolverine pretty much the entire time,
hence the solo movies.
The solo movies, and they finally got it right with the last two, the the Wolverine when he was in Japan, and then finally, you know, saying Logan. You got Logan, get the Logan.
I enjoyed those origins could
but Origins was just embarrassed. That was embarrassing, you know.
Like when they did what they did to Deadpool, I cried a little bit.
Yeah, that was man.
I shed a tear of disappointment.
Yeah, just oh my God.
But if they want to go that route, where like say Storm shows up in Black Panther 2, and then like say the after credits, all of a sudden you see like the X-Jet landing and off rolls Charles Xavier, and you know he's got his main people like Cyclops, Jean. You know, the people that went to his school, and then they're going and expanding the team by finding these other people and recruiting them. They could do something like that. So with a character like Mystique, you don't want somebody who's like super young. You want somebody who's got up there that you know, she's been around the block a few times type character who's young enough to play it for a while, but old enough to be, you know. And then it doesn't matter who it is, because like at the same time too, Mystique shapeshifts, so you can have her shapeshift too.
Something that I would like for them to do is kind of like bring that comic feel to their movies with like the next phases that we got coming, like Phase 4. Instead of, you know, how they were doing where it was just adding an extra scene and you just saw a random person just show up talking, like kind of go ahead and do just that. Well, like X-Men, start introducing X-Men, you know, saying in the small detailed way, like how you bring the characters in with, you know, different projects. But at the end of a movie, like one of their movies from Phase 4, just start introducing you know, saying X-Men doings to like Charles Xavier going around to places.
Like kind of like Nick Fury did with Iron Man. Then you had Iron Man show up in the Incredible, or Stark rather, show up in Iron, or the Hulk talking to General Ross, this, that, and the other.
And do it how they did it in the comics. When you looked at in the comics and some of those comics, there was certain parts where maybe in the middle or where it was like literally at the end of the comic, you had a completely different comic at the end. They're showing you another character. Like when they like DC, when they reintroduced Shazam, they actually brought him in a Batman series. Like, they were like, you know, they were, you know, doing their storyline, and then out of nowhere, they just went right into a whole Shazam origin story. Like, okay. I thought I was reading this, but then y'all hit it with this. Okay, just throw it in there.
Yeah, I'd be cool with something.
I'd be cool with switching it up.
I just want to say this, like, I'm not going to get my hopes up, but I'm hoping there's some kind of mutant, you know, representation in Black Widow on. Like, I want to see them coming in. Like, they can, even if it's the smallest little thing, I want to see them start throwing it in now. I just want, like, because X-Men is like, you know, like I told Rob earlier, three favorite things. You got comics, wrestling, and then X-Men gets its own category because
it really does.
I just, I love
it. It really does. When you're actually going over the MCU, like, it's funny, like, all the different things that are going on in the MCU, like, the X-Men literally was so big that it was, in fact, its own entity. It's so huge. There's so many different stories. You know what I mean? Like, you know, X-Force is literally its own thing.
Look, man, I know it's going to be, it's not going to happen because Disney, if they're going to keep the Deadpool stuff going, they may do with X-Force in that, but I would love for the X-Force team, like they had Wolverine, X-23, Archangel, Warpath, Wolfsbane, who am I missing here? Domino.
Now, mind you, have you seen The Gifted?
Yes.
I like Gifted. You know, we actually do get to see Warpath. Yeah, we actually get to see him.
You saw, I want to see the Warpath, who's a big fucking dude.
Well, I remember because he changes a few times.
Right.
So, like, this is one version of him. You know what I mean? And he actually did go over the fact that when he got recruited originally to the X-Men, he actually says it in The Gifted that, you know, they wanted him to be a leader.
Right.
And it just, shit didn't, you know, shit went south. Just a little bit. Just a little bit, you know. Now we're getting hunted.
Not. So, I've only got, look, all right. So I told you, Rogue. We didn't say Rogue on here. Yeah.
Rogue? Well, yeah, who did you? Did you have somebody for Rogue?
Yes, I did. Let me look up a picture here. Old Haley Steinfeld. I chose her. I forgot my reasoning, honestly, but it's better. It's going to be better than what the hell was the person's name who played her in the original movies?
That was bad. The girl from True Blood.
Yeah, well, whatever it was bad. All right. So, yeah, you see her there. I think she's young enough to where she can pull that off. And you think about it, too. Here's another character they have that they can introduce in another movie that's not an X-Men movie. How did Rogue, you know, get the flying and stuff like that?
You know what? That is actually a really cool thing. If you don't want to, like, really do an origin story, treat it just like the X-Men animated series, which was, like, just follow that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just follow that.
You know, and then you could add her into the Captain Marvel 2 or whatever, and then it's just like, oh, there's Rogue. And then it secretly shows that it was the Brotherhood of Mutants that was behind her taking her powers because, I mean, she was originally with them and then, you know. So they could go that route where Rogue was originally with the Brotherhood. Excuse me. And then, oh, wait, she's not. But who do you have?
So mine's,
for the old?
So mine's was Emmy Rossum. She is from Shameless, and she did a fantastic job on Shameless. It was like, that is a strong show, and her role was, like, really big, and she really looks changed, you know, saying a lot. She went, like, emotionally through a lot, you know, saying just for that character. So
if you look at this big picture you have up right here, I'm going to throw her name in the Mystique hat, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because she's just that, I don't know. She just,
she has that, too. And honestly, that the attitude, the toughness that, you know, said actually you would want brought out of a character for, you know, Mystique, she could pull it off. Especially the, you know, saying the original way Mystique looked. You know, saying with her outfit, you know, saying her setup that she had, I think that would be, you know, saying that would be really good on her.
Hold on here, because I had something in my head and I gotta throw it out there to you. Another person, I'm going to go back a little ways, mm-hmm. that could play Cyclops.
Okay, who?
Brenton Thwaites. He's the guy who plays Nightwing in the Titan series.
Okay.
Then we'll see a little Cyclops in that right there. If they went to that, like, Cyclops has been around for about 3 or 4 years at the Xavier School, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, whatever. like a young Cyclops.
Young but not too young. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was also in, in Pirates of the Caribbean, too. Okay. Yeah.
He definitely could pull it off. But, I mean, with him being Nightwing over at DC, I don't know how that would affect. I mean, some people have done both, but
at
the same time, though, have they done both? I saw a rumor yesterday that what's the chick's name that plays Nebula?
Oh yeah, I've been hearing her name a lot.
Yeah, what is her name? Because I can't remember.
I'll look up the girl that plays her.
Well, okay.
I know.
Lauren Gillen. Is that what it is? Go back.
Oh, it's gonna, it should say it right here.
Right there, Wiki, Nebula, Marvel Cinematic Universe. Karen Gillan. Okay. Yeah. I saw something about her starring and possibly directing the DCEU's Batgirl movie.
Perfect. Do it.
So, just throwing that out there.
Do it. Because I absolutely love her as Nebula. She, you know, saying she's, oh my God, she really acted her ass off that last in Endgame, man. She did a great job. The switch, you know, coming back, you know, saying as the old Nebula.
But my only thing is, I don't know how, like, if that works. Like, if you're under contract with Marvel, if you can't do a be over there too.
I mean, she went over to, you know, James Gunn is actually the guy that's breaking barriers right now with both. He's directing both, so maybe they can just share the wealth. You know?
I feel like they
as long as the as long as the individuals can handle the job. And you know, she's also, you know, in Jurassic World, you know, not Jurassic World, Jumanji.
Jumanji, yeah.
She's in Jumanji.
Jurassic
World. Should have been in Jurassic World. She's great. I love her. She's definitely a good fit.
Yeah, definitely. So I only had I had two other characters listed here that I had people for. One being Nightcrawler, and that I had Bill Skarsgård, Pennywise. I feel like he did so great in that creepy kind of role, and you know, Nightcrawler has that creepy look to him. I feel like that would
Nightcrawler would work out pretty well. I'm a huge fan of Nightcrawler. I've always liked him.
So
I just say, and Marvel's always been like up and down when they pick their choices. Actually, the last X-Men movie, I actually liked the guy that they chose for Nightcrawler. I thought he did a really good job. You know, the kid, he was a young guy.
In Apocalypse or whatever?
Yep.
Yeah. Or was it Apocalypse?
No, not Apocalypse. The
Days of Future Past.
Not Days of Future Past. That was the last one. The last one was about
Apocalypse.
Phoenix.
Well, he was in Apocalypse too, because that's when he like came over there when, you know, Mystique.
Yeah, that's when they introduced him.
Yeah. So, all right. Look, everybody has been waiting on the Wolverine fan cast. I had to change mine because now that they're adding the Venomverse into, well, not really adding it, but you know, lightly adding it, I guess, to the MCU, Tom Hardy's out of the question, and I felt like Tom Hardy he would have been pretty decent as Wolverine if you give him the right, you know.
Yeah, he could have Yeah, he could have done it. I'm not I'm not a huge Tom Hardy fan, but I love Venom.
Yeah,
like, Venom was awesome, and Tom Hardy was in the role perfect. He's definitely Eddie Brock.
But I've got for Wolverine, even taking him off, the guy you chose, I could see. Three other people I chose, I could see. Another person I just thought of in my head could play either him or Angel, honestly. But go ahead.
Ryan Gosling.
As Wolverine?
No, as Angel.
Oh, well, yeah, I know you got that. And that's the perfect one. But the guy I chose isn't as good of an Angel thing, but you know he's coming to the MCU.
Yeah.
And as in the guy that I'm – as in the actor I'm about to say, you know he's going to be some character because his brother is one of the most popular characters in the MCU. Talking Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah, Liam, he could pick something.
Angel, if he jacked up a little bit, he could be Wolverine.
And he's just like his brother. He can get fit if he needs to. He knows how to get fit. And he got away from that crazy chick, so he's good now.
But and I said Kellen Lutz already as Cyclops. Wolverine was the other character I chose. But I think he's better as Cyclops than Wolverine, so I'm taking him off my list for that. And then I see a lot of people online saying people like Taron Egerton. And I even saw somebody say he plays in the that show on Amazon. Carl Urban. Right? He plays in that show.
Carl?
Right?
Yeah.
Carl Urban. But I feel like Carl Urban.
Oh, the boys?
Yeah. I feel like Carl Urban is too old to play Wolverine coming into the MCU because whoever you choose, you're going to want to be able to play Wolverine for just about as long as Hugh Jackman did. Because that's one of the main characters that you know everybody's going to want to see and everything. So I feel like it's got to be somebody who's...
But here's the thing. See, the mistake that everybody's been making, they're like, as long as you pick somebody that's just going to be healthy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to pick somebody... The next Wolverine should be somebody that's close to their 40s. Wolverine was kind of old when we got introduced to him, so... He needs to be somebody that's definitely going to be late 30s, early 40s. There's your range, your age range.
Taron Egerton, I said, would be a good Wolverine. I feel like he could even do Cyclops. But
he's another one. You know, he could do Cyclops. He could do a lot of different characters. He could even replace the, like I said, Zac Efron for Iceman.
Yeah.
There's your Iceman right there.
Yeah.
The
reason I chose the Kean Lonsdale dude from CW's Flash is because in that show, he's got that, like, cocky, like, little attitude, kind of a little immature, whatever. Iceman's kind of the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, but, yeah, I can see that. But, I don't know. The guy I'm about to say would probably be a pretty good Mr. Sinister, too. But Luke Evans as Wolverine. And I have a picture right here of Luke Evans as Wolverine that kind of gives you a little, you know, I can see it. But Wolverine's that one they're going to take their time because they're going to want to get it right.
You know what? I'll add him to also my second pick for Gambit. My pick for Gambit was Adrian Brody. I think he could really, you know, say and do that well because, you know, say Adrian Brody could definitely probably. Learn a French accent, you know, saying real quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And pull it off. But now that I see Luke Evans, I think he can also pull it off too.
Yeah.
Because I love that. What was it? What was the name of that? Dracula Returns?
Untold.
Untold? Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah, me too.
That was great.
Yeah.
Because
I really wish
they went by the original source material with Vlad the Impaler. That's who that was.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, so you heard Archer. Did you have anybody else that we didn't name here?
Beast.
Yeah, you're right, Beast. Tell him, because I told you I didn't have one.
I went with Ving Rhames. I think that would be an interesting choice. You know, whoever's going to play Beast is going to be CGI.
Yeah, they just, you know how they are, like with Hulk. You could tell it's Mark Ruffalo, but it's CGI.
You know, so, yeah.
So they could do something like that with Beast.
And, you know, saying Ving Rhames is, you know, he's already a bigger guy and definitely got a good voice, you know what I mean? And
just
saying big dude and, you know, really, you know, saying well-versed, you know, actor, you know, all good all around.
Yeah. So, that being said, if anybody wants to reply to this, let us know who you would choose as anybody from the X-Men. Doesn't have to be anybody we named. Any character at all. Because, you know, there's a plethora of X-Men characters to choose from. X-Men, X-Force, Excalibur, X-Factor, Generation X. It goes on and on. Yeah. It goes on and on.
on and on.
But, and, you know, let us know.
All right, man. So,
yep.
Nerd Rage.
Yeah.
I was just playing my game one day, you know, I was streaming. And you know what I'm saying? It just hit me, you know. I think I really want to pursue creating a company and make something. You know what I'm saying? And really like really build a platform.
On all social media. Because that's where it is. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, yeah. Whatever else is out there. I'm an old man, so.
Just start creating content and, you know, saying, and just start, you know, just building.
Yeah. You based it off of things like us nerds like wrestling, games, comics, anything else that you could think of that's nerdy, probably in there too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just a little bit of everything that just really just represents all of us that, you know, all the things that we love is, you know, saying as nerds, you know.
We're going to do podcasts more like the one like this. Things that you might want us to see, you know, we'll ask you guys and you tell us, you know, do a podcast about this. And we'll consider it.
Exactly.
You know, and then
definitely want everybody's ideas. We want people to be involved. So we definitely want all of our listeners to definitely just like keep sharing, you know, saying share it and make sure that other person also is, you know, just sharing with that's. That's all we can ask for. Appreciate any bit of help that comes with this.
We'll ask for input on future podcasts and stuff, you know, and we'll probably even use some of the input given and we'll shout you out. And, you know, this idea came from, you know, John Smith or whoever. But we, you know, we'll give you credit where credit is due. We're going to do stuff like, you know, we'll make videos and we'll post them to YouTube and Facebook and whatever, like, you know, movies and like news and rumor, you know, videos on comics, like whatever, you know, when it comes to gaming, wrestling, comics or stuff, we'll just do news, you know, fan casts on things, collection videos, haul videos, reviews on movies, games, pay-per-view events for wrestling. You know, is there a UFC fight tonight?
Oh yeah, we are. Yeah. McGregor is, you know, is going to be fighting, you know, Conor.
You said McGregor's gonna be fighting Conor. He's gonna fight himself in the corner.
Fight himself in the corner.
But you know, like if you want us to review a certain classic pay per view, you know, we'll rewatch it and then we'll review it for you. You know, when it comes to wrestling or a classic fight from, you know, MMA, we'll go back, rewatch it, and review it. Predictions for fights, pay per views. classic video game plays, you know, playthroughs.
Yeah, definitely. You know, my streaming, you know, so my streaming page has actually been doing really well today. Officially, Nerd Rage is out there. That's been supporting my stream. You know, we finally hit 800 followers today. So, you know, so I'm definitely happy about that.
It'd be great by halfway this year. We can reach 1,000.
Yes. Definitely want to reach, you know, saying definitely want to try and get to, you know, 1,000 followers, you know, saying really, you know, soon and just keep, you know, growing and building on the Nerd Rage brand. I definitely appreciate anybody that, you know, saying that comes to the stream, you know, saying and watches and, you know, gives it a like, you know, saying, or even a share.
Yeah. Soon on the Nerd Rage Facebook page, there will be links for, you know, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube channel, all that stuff, just so everything is all in one spot and you can get to whatever you want to do. Subscribe to the channels and stuff. Follow on Twitter and Instagram. So
yeah, so if you send for anybody that that needs to the link to the stream, facebook.com, slash nerd NERDRRAGE slash, I appreciate anybody that comes to the stream and checks it out, and we'll make sure that we keep our updates, going. And we're also gonna share links to the other pages for TBD Comics and TBD
Wrestling. Yeah, they're just pages for fun. Post, so if you ever want to like those pages, they're just pages to post whatever about whatever, comics, anything, news, memes, whatever. Just something to do when you're on Facebook and tired of seeing all the BS, political bullshit and stuff like that, because God knows I'm tired of it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't get political, so it's just like anytime anybody's constantly posting political stuff, mute, because I'm tired of it.
I'm out. Yeah, like, it's too many. It's way too many people.
People just need to have fun. And
yes, definitely want to make sure that people, get something that, brightens up their day and not, not put you down.
And what brightens up a day more than video games, comics, wrestling? Oh my God. Nerd shit.
Exactly. Nerd rage.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. It is, 2020 is definitely, going well. Definitely going well. There's going to be lots of content that we want to keep building on and, giving to a lot of people. And we're going to make sure we have those links up at the
hopefully by this week. Hopefully by the end of this week or so. Well, yeah. Next week, because it is the end of this week. Get my days mixed up. Yeah. So, but so if anybody listens to this, we'll post. I guess we're going to post it on the page for people to listen to if they want.
Yes, it's definitely going to be on the Nerd Raid page. So remember that it's facebook.com. slash Nerd Rage, NERDRRAGE slash. I'll definitely make sure that it's posted. The stream's gonna be posted at 11. Send it for everybody. We'll make sure that we have links that'll be there as well. After everybody gets a listen to, we'll make sure we have more links for everybody keep up, all our updates.
And once it's posted to the page, feel free to comment on, like I said, like we did the fan cast for the X-Men, comment if you liked any of our fan casts, who you would choose for certain things, what you want to see in future podcasts, let us know, because we want to do things for you guys. It's what this is all about,
All right. Thank you, everybody that listened to our, our episode.
Thank you.
And, just keep listening, and we're gonna have a lot more coming.
Right.